I'm a small town Kansas girl that teaches first grade kids. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't talk to anybody about any Russian, I don't even know what Russian propaganda is.
Hello, ladies. You're listening to Vaginasode 131, produced by Hal Falfa. Thanks, Hal Falfa. Today is June 24th, 2022, and oh boy, what a week it's been. First, I had an allergy attack so bad I thought it was COVID. I was sneezing to the point I lost my voice and could hardly breathe. I actually took a COVID test. It showed negative for coronavirus and positive for me being a baby. After that passed, my phone system decided to take a huge crap. Again, 3 days in a row, I couldn't get calls to stay connected for more than a second. Thankfully, I have a really generous friend we all know as Ronk Craigerson, who is really good with this technology stuff that I'm so mystified by. Everyone needs to join me in thanking Ronk for coming to the rescue for what he says is the third time. But enough about that Checkers fanatic. A few weeks ago, Teen Wolf Jesus suggested that I tell people a breastfeeding pumping station is going in their yard for new mothers in the neighborhood. So I tried this about a week ago and failed at it for around 2 hours. It was disappointing. But in light of today's news, I decided to tweak it a bit and try again. Let's see how it goes.
Hello?
Hello, Regina?
Yes?
Hi, Regina. It's Winston with the zoning department.
Yeah, who?
It's Winston here in the zoning department.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know there's been a schedule change, and the construction crew, they're going to be installing that privacy booth tomorrow morning.
I don't know what you're talking about. You have the wrong person.
Oh, this isn't Regina over there on road?
Yes, but they're not going to install anything here. I haven't asked for anything to be installed.
Oh, no, it's for the Planned Parenthood thing that we sent you the letter about a couple months ago.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard. I thought you were already sent the notice.
No.
Well, yeah, it's pretty simple. Basically, they're just setting up a privacy booth so that new mothers in the area can stop there and breastfeed.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life to spend money on.
What do you mean? No, we're trying to support women in the area. What's stupid about that?
Well, can't they breastfeed their babies in the house like they're supposed to?
Well, no, women are allowed to go outside these days, ma'am.
I know they're allowed to go outside, but I never heard tell of feeding a baby outdoors. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what the privacy booth is for. There's going to be a little booth with a curtain.
Well, where is the booth going to be? I don't want it in front of my house.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be right in between your... You know how you have that U-shaped driveway? It's going to be right there in the patch of grass in between the two driveways.
I have a circular driveway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's going to be in the center of it, like where the grass...
I don't want it in the center of my driveway.
Well, no, it won't be in the driveway. It's going to be in the grass.
I don't want it in the grass. Okay. I don't want nothing setting up like that.
Well, no,
I bought and paid for this house, and I pay my taxes.
Oh, I know.
And I don't think you have the right to come and put something in front of my yard.
Well, yeah, the city has rights. Yeah, we have easement rights onto that patch of grass there. So, yep, they're going
to
be setting up.
I'm going to talk to my lawyer. You don't come here until I talk to my lawyer.
Ma'am, your name literally rhymes with vagina. You should be supportive of this.
That doesn't make any difference. I breastfed my babies inside the house where I was supposed to feed them.
I know, but times are a-changing. We let women go outdoors these days.
Well, women went out in my days, too.
Okay, well, see, like, why would you want things to be as bad as you had it? You know, don't you want things
it
to be...
It wasn't bad for me. I never had it bad.
Well, don't you want things
to... And I've lived here my entire life.
Well, don't you want things to improve?
That's not improving anything.
Like, each generation should have things better, right?
Well, because I don't want that thing in my yard, in front of my house. A great big thing setting up big enough for a woman to go in and feed a baby.
Well, no, it's just like the size of a phone booth. It's not all that big.
I know, but I don't want that thing setting up right in the front of my house.
Well, okay, I mean...
Size of a phone booth.
Okay, we'll put
You've
it...
You've got plenty of spaces right up the street that have not even been... houses haven't even been built yet. Put it down there.
Okay, how about this? We'll put it underground beneath your house.
under my house? You're crazy.
We'll dig a pit, and then we'll put an elevator in, and then we'll put it down there. That way it's out of sight. That's actually better, because then
In the meantime, what are you doing to all my water lines and everything else?
Oh, we're going to move those. Yeah, we're going to have to move those on.
You're not going to mess with my property like that. I will get 5 lawyers if I have to.
5 lawyers? That seems excessive.
To fight. I've never heard of such a thing, and I don't believe you. Not one word you've told me.
That's more lawyers than O.J. Simpson had, I think. Sorry, that was a dated reference. I've been listening to this show where they talk about music and stuff from 1992. It's called Radiant Radish. Yeah, The Radiant Radish.
I do not want that thing in front of my house setting up. I won't even be able to see the cars go by.
Well, we're going to put it in the ground. Yeah, like I said, I'll move some things around in the budget, and we'll put an elevator in that goes like beneath your yard, so you won't even have to see it, except for when the women, you know, pop up in and out of your yard.
And in the meantime, 5 years from now, I have plumbing problems. Who's going to pay those bills?
Oh, no. See, we're going to modify your plumbing. We're going to put all your pipes on your roof.
No, you're not going to do all that mess to my house. You're not going to do it.
No, yeah.
I mean it.
Well, no, that way the pipes will be protected.
You're not putting anything on my roof. I just put a new damn roof on.
Okay. We don't have to do it.
I'm staying in the middle of the street first.
Okay, we'll put it across the street. We'll put it in your neighbor's yard. How about that? Is that better?
That's fine. Put it in any of my neighbor's yards you want to.
Okay, we'll put it across the street. But is it okay if we designate your yard as a lactation safe space?
I don't believe you're in. I really don't. This is a scam call. That's what it is. It's a scam call.
Hello?
Hello, Corita?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, Corita. It's Todd with the HOA.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know the board, they voted earlier this morning to designate ourselves as a dry neighborhood. And, well, long story short, there's going to be a truck coming by your house on Monday. They're going to be installing a remote breathalyzer.
Are you kidding? This is a joke.
No, ma'am, I'm not kidding. There's going to be an email coming out in the next half hour here. They're just kind of putting it together with Chris. But they wanted me to call you because you're one of the first installs.
Wait a second. What?
Yeah, sorry, that was kind of confusing. Let me explain. See, the board, they voted to designate ourselves a dry neighborhood. So, you know, no more alcohol or anything like that.
Oh, bullshit.
No.
That is just bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit, ma'am. I'm just trying to explain. Like, I'm just really...
You mean you can't drink in your own house?
Yeah, you know, just for health and safety reasons, they want to just do away with...
This is crazy. This is... No, that's unconstitutional.
Jello.
Oh, hey, Paul?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, you answered the phone kind of funny. It's Todd with the HOA. I was just talking to Corita a minute ago. I don't know if you're there with her or not.
I'm right here. She's right here. We're both right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did she explain to you what we were doing? I think there was some kind of confusion.
Well, and she said something. I don't know. There was something about, what are you trying to do? I'm not sure what this is.
Well, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just relaying the message. But Chris wanted me to call and let you know that there's going to be a crew coming by on Monday morning to install a remote breathalyzer on your house.
A remote breathalyzer?
Yeah, it's this little device. It hooks to an exterior wall, and then there's a tube that gets inserted into the wall, and that's what it takes a sample of the air in your house, and that way we can analyze it and make sure you're not drinking or anything.
Not drinking what?
Alcohol. Because, see, as I explained to Corita, the board, they voted this morning to designate ourselves as a dry neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Corita, she started getting all mouthy, saying it was unconstitutional or something.
You know, calling Corita mouthy? Well, you don't know Corita.
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of do. That's why I was calling her mouthy. Because she just
yeah, I know.
She just acts like she knows better and everything. And yeah, I was just trying to...
Actually, she probably does know better.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. You gotta get your woman...
And you are who again? You're who? You're somebody...
Well, this is Todd, but yeah, I mean, I just think you just need to get your woman in line over there. But anyway, that's neither.
You're trying to get Corita in line.
Well, no, I was saying that you should, like, you should just.
Oh, I should get her in line.
Yeah, you should just man up. You know, just man up.
Oh, man up. Okay. Yeah. How about if I just give her a poke right now?
With me on the phone?
Hey, is it okay if we smoke dope in the house?
Well, they didn't vote on.
We have a lot of that. I mean, is that breathalyzer gonna? if it's sampling the air, it would detect the dope, right?
Yeah, but we didn't vote on that, stupid. It was just alcohol. So.
Well, why not? Jesus, we do that every damn day.
Yeah, but that's not really a health concern like alcohol is. So that was the reasoning
dope
behind.
Dope is not a health concern? Are you kidding me?
No. The studies seem to indicate that there's beneficial qualities to it. Look, I'm not here to debate the pros and cons of smoking weed. I'm just saying that you can't be drinking alcohol. That's all.
Well, that is a good thing. No, we don't drink, so that's not a problem.
Oh, good. See, then, you know.
No, God, alcohol has never crossed my lips. I'll tell you that.
Okay, good. Yeah, then it's, you know, this shouldn't be a big deal then. I don't know why your wife got all up in arms about it.
Well, she's not even my wife. You see, we're not even married. We're living in sin.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, you're making Jesus cry.
I'm making who? Jesus cry.
Yeah.
Well, I think he lived in sin, did he not?
What? No, I don't think he ever.
You ever see the pictures of that Last Supper?
Wait, are you saying that he was having sex
First off, they were drinking.
Hold on a second.
Secondly,
are you saying
there ain't a woman there? And secondly, there ain't a woman in that.
Well, wait, are you saying that Jesus and Judas were gay lovers or something?
Jesus and Judas? Judas?
Yeah. Yeah, the other
hey, look,
people.
Man, I have to go take a dump. I don't know about you, but
why would you tell me that? That's gross.
I have to do something important, and then I'm going to smoke a little more weed.
Okay, enjoy. Can I talk to your wife again, though?
No, you can't.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Just let her make her own decision.
Calling the Supreme Court.
She's calling the Supreme Court now.
Good luck with that. I don't think they're really on our side.
I know they're not. All right. Okay. Good talking to you, man.
Oh, yeah. Right. It was a blast. Have a large day.
Wait, you too.
Hello.
Hello, Sue?
This is Sue, yes.
Well, hi, Sue. It's Richard with the zoning department.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I need to let you know on Monday there's a construction crew coming by. They're going to be installing one of those privacy booths out front.
Okay. What's going on over here?
Well, you know how the town's been partnering with Planned Parenthood. We're putting in those privacy booths, you know, for new mothers in the area. And yeah, one of them's going in right there, just kind of at the edge of your lawn.
Well, you know, I'm having a little trouble believing this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to catch you off guard. I thought you were already alerted.
No.
Oh, yeah, we sent you a letter a couple months ago or so. But yeah, I can answer any questions you might have. But yeah, basically, there's just a privacy booth going in. You know, for new mothers on the go, they can do their breastfeeding and everything.
You're talking about in a closed neighborhood like Point, they don't have mothers walking through here to feed babies or anything.
Well, yeah, they don't go for walks because there's no privacy booths. But yeah, they will now because we're going to be setting one up on Monday. That's what it's for.
I am totally caught off guard on this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to throw you for a loop there.
Well, anything. What was your name, please?
Richard.
Richard. Richard who?
McDykel.
McCycle?
Yeah. And then also there's going to be a sign right next to the booth that just designates your front lawn as a lactation safe space.
That may not be there too long.
What do you mean? Why is that?
Because right next to my front yard, I back up erratically.
Wait a minute. You're going to run over a child? An infant?
I didn't exactly say that, but that sounds so attractive.
Well, no, you got
to
be careful. You can't be crashing into the booth. What if there's a new mother in there?
Well, I hope she has more sense than to be in there. Well,
what about the child?
Out here?
Wait, you're going to run over a newborn baby? What's wrong with you, Sue? Come on, you're being silly.
So are you putting something like that in a neighborhood like this?
Well, no, I didn't. I'm not putting it in. I'm just making the phone call.
Well, I hope that you are just being silly and cute and whatever. I cannot believe this.
Well, what do you mean? What's
one
not
one of the most stupid things I've ever heard? I think maybe you were pulling a prank.
No, it's not a prank. What do you have against new mothers?
You're being a stupid jackass, too. So goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Judith.
Yes.
Hey, Judith. It's Cody with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know on Monday we're going to be putting a sign in your front yard designating your yard as a lactation safe space.
A what?
Lactation safe space. See, the board, they voted this morning on designating a certain yard as a place for, you know, new mothers in the area to be able to breastfeed. And they chose yours. So, yeah, that's what the sign is for.
What does that mean?
It just means that new mothers can breastfeed in your yard.
Oh, in my yard?
Yeah, just, you know, that way they have a safe place to do their breastfeeding while they're on the go.
Why my yard?
I don't know. The board just chose yours at random, I think. But yeah, so there's going to be a sign designating your yard as a lactation safe space.
Oh, that's going to look real great to people.
Yeah,
it'll be permanent.
Yeah, it will look great to women. I mean, to new mothers, you know, that way they can gather there.
Why don't they pick on somebody that has a baby?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with you. It's just for the community as a whole.
I know, but it should
be somebody.
Although
you can use it too, though, if you'd like. It's just for everyone. Like, if you have a baby.
Why am I gonna? I'm 70-some years old.
Well, you never know. You can't predict the future. You might meet someone, and one thing leads to another.
Oh, yeah, real funny. But seriously, there's got to be young people, and I know of one a couple doors away.
Yeah, and that's what it's there for. It's for the youngsters who are popping out kids, you know, that way they can gather in your yard and breastfeed.
But it should be in somebody's yard that's young enough to be one of those people.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell it to the judge. Tell it to the judge, honey. Anyways, they'll be there on Monday to set it all up.
Oh, I'm going to... Who's in charge?
That'd be me.
But, I mean, who did it? Who do I talk to?
Oh, you can talk to me. Yeah. I can answer any questions you might have. It's pretty simple. It's just a little sign. And then also, if you drink coffee, don't be pouring any milk in your coffee, like, by your window or where it can be seen. Because, you know, that's like a microaggression that could be seen as offensive.
That could be seen as what?
That could be seen as offensive. Like if you're pouring milk in public or even in your house, like if somebody can see you pouring milk into cereal, you know, just don't be doing stuff like that.
Well, what's somebody going to be doing in my yard by my house?
They'll be breastfeeding.
Sitting in my front yard?
Yeah. So like say a new mother is in your yard breastfeeding and she looks over through your window and there you are just pouring milk all willy nilly. Yeah. You can't be doing that. You got to draw your shades before you pour any milk.
Oh, brother. But not my backyard. That's my own.
Well, it depends on how many new mothers show up.
Oh, come on, sir.
If there's overflow.
That is not right. That would have to be some other people involved. It can't just be me. Front yard, and then on top of it, my backyard?
Well, yeah, that'll be the overflow section in case there's, like, more than you can fit in the...
That's not right. It needs to be in somebody else's yard that is younger and will get benefits from it, not me.
Well, no, you'll get benefits too because it's like you can breastfeed in your yard without repercussions.
I am not going to be breastfeeding. Don't you understand? I'm 79 years old.
Well, you could probably still produce.
Don't be silly.
No, I'm just saying you could probably...
Let's don't talk that. I want it out of my yard into somebody else's yard.
Like, you remember the old days when you had to, like, cover yourself from head to toe? Like, don't you like that you could pretty much just step outside and just bear your...
That has nothing to do with
this. You could just step out front, you know, and bear those beauties. Let the sun hit down on them.
It can't be just me picked to do this in my yard.
Well, yeah, it's not just...
It needs to be more people involved.
Well, we can't have boobies all over the place. That'd be chaos. We have to...
Pick some place where there's a younger person that might be using it.
We have to...
That's not right.
We have to contain the booby exposure to a single yard. Otherwise, it'll just be bedlam.
Well, it's going to be bedlam. This is my yard.
Okay, all right.
I own this house.
Okay.
And this yard is mine.
Okay, we'll do it in your neighbor's yard then.
I don't care what the damn thing you do.
Oh, okay, yeah. We'll tell them that it's all your fault then, that their yard is being designated a lactation safe space.
Okay, I will. I'll tell them. I don't care.
All right, good.
As long as in return you do me a favor and you look at his yard when you're over there.
their yard,
yeah,
and see that the tree is full of mistletoe. It is never trimmed, and the bushes are never trimmed.
Oh, we're going to chop that thing down then. That's it. We've had it.
What do you mean?
Oh, we've had a bunch of complaints about that neighbor of yours over there. We're going to chop that tree down.
And about the trash cans being left out and...
Yeah, yeah, your neighbor's a real menace.
You're talking... I don't even know him. I met the woman once and all the time and never the man. I don't even...
Yeah, I think his name
I don't even know their name.
I think his name is Ronk and his wife's name is Ronkette.
What?
Yeah, they're a pretty cute couple, but yeah, that's it. They're a menace. That tree's going. We're going to chop that thing.
You're talking about 20 court?
Yeah, that's Ronk and Ronkette. That's it. They're out of here. We're evicting them.
You are?
We're going to turn their whole house into a lactation safe space.
Better not stay that way, and nobody would want to buy my house if I had to put it on the market.
Well, no, there's going to be lactation parties over there and everything. It's basically going to be like a daycare center next door to you.
Oh, it can't be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're changing
everybody
the rules.
Everybody needs to vote on those kind of rules, it would seem to me.
Nah, the board, we just do what we want, you know? We don't even put things to a vote anymore.
Tony, are you really
I'm in that one. Yep. Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah, I guess you didn't know, but earlier this year, we did a coup, and we basically, we just run things the way we want now. Like, we ousted the president.
The president?
And we just, there's just a secret cabal of us in the neighborhood, and we make all the decisions and run things behind the scenes.
There's no president?
No, there's just a secret cabal who makes all the decisions now.
I don't understand.
Which part?
How can that just happen?
Oh, it's, because...
Us people should have voted, had a chance to vote.
Oh, yeah. Well, the people did vote, but then, an angry mob gathered, and we basically just overturned the will of the people, and now we're in control. And that's why we're setting up lactation parties all over the neighborhood. And
are you pulling my leg?
Yeah, I'm pulling your leg.
Oh, Tony.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
Tony, do you live in...
No, I don't even live in the state.
Who are you then?
I am a prank caller. I live in Washington.
Well, why did you pick me?
I don't know. You just seem like a nice person. I was looking at your Instagram, and I just said, I'll just prank her.
I don't have an Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you definitely do. There's all kinds of photos of you on Instagram.
Oh, good.
But yep, you're a nice person, so it was fun.
Okay.
I'm glad I called you.
So you're going to put the sign in somebody else's yard in Washington?
Yeah, I'm going to do it to my neighbor here in Washington.
Okay. I'm sorry if I wasn't nice during part of the conversation.
No, you were really nice. based off of the things I was telling you, you could have been a lot meaner.
Oh, all right. Well, take care.
Yeah, you too, Judith. It was really lovely talking to you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, Stanley?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Stanley. It's Todd with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I needed to give you a heads up. On Monday, there's going to be some kind of work truck coming out from the city, and they're going to be putting in one of those dispensers in your front yard, the contraceptive dispensers. I don't know if you saw on the news this morning about all that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We haven't watched the news. You know how there was that Supreme Court ruling? I guess the city, they're partnering with Planned Parenthood, and so they're going to be...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
A contraceptive dispenser in my front yard?
Yeah, it's this thing the city's doing. It's like an emergency measure or something. They're going to be putting these contraceptive dispensers throughout the area, and one of them's going in, not in your yard, but on the easement, just right in front.
And what is it in? What does it do? I mean, I know what a contraceptive dispenser is, but is it a box? Is it an arm? Is it a?
Yeah, I guess it's about the size of a vending machine. And it's just going to have a few different...
No. They're not putting that in front of my house.
Yeah, we just got word about an hour ago that the city's coming out on Monday to do it. So we're just kind of scrambling
and,
here.
And my address?
Well, yeah. Well, in front of your address. Like I said, it's not on your property. There's an easement. So it's technically city property.
Well, wait a minute. Where is the easement? Is it the sidewalk?
No, it's, there's a, according to the city, there's an 8x5 piece of land just right in your landscaping that actually belongs to the city.
What?
So it's going to be kind of next to your driveway.
Where the water meter is?
Yeah, kind of by that. And so, yep, they just wanted me to let you know because they're going to be coming out on Monday morning.
So what happens if they put it in and I take it out?
Gross. If who takes it out?
Me.
Oh, no,
I don't want anything like that on my property.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be able to do that. It's, you know, it's city property, so I think that'd probably be a bad idea.
That's what you think, Todd.
Well, no, I don't. Oh, God, are you okay?
No, I just have a little cough. But I don't even understand this.
Okay? Well, like I said, it's just in response to what happened in the Supreme Court. You know, the city's trying to do what they can to support women or something like that. I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm just kind of relaying the message.
Yeah, but what kind of easement the property was developed? There's a utility easement.
Yeah, it's all connected to that. And so there's going to be a vending machine for the contraceptives, and then next to that is going to be the privacy booth for the breastfeeding.
What? You're kidding me.
No, it's like I said, it's just in support of women and new mothers in the area.
I'm a privacy booth. How does that affect the value of my property?
Well, it doesn't because it's not on your property.
Well, it is if I have my attorney object to it.
Oh, why would you object to it? You sound like you're anti-woman or something.
What?
No, it's like a good thing. You know, you got to be supportive of women. It's 2022.
A booth for breastfeeding in front of my house?
What?
Yeah, it's just like...
The monkeys will jump out of my asshole before that happens.
I don't think that's realistic. I don't think that's actually going to happen. Like, you're being silly. Well, like, it's...
No, listen, don't tell me what I am being.
Well, you're being silly. Then. Like, ask your wife. I bet she would be in support of it.
Well, I'm not in support of it. So, if you would send me
but it's not up to you,
you big
silly. It's up to the city. Like, it's a thing the city's doing.
It's not up to the city.
Oh yeah, yeah. They already made the decision, and it doesn't really involve you.
Jesus, would you send me a copy of the communication?
No, I'm not going to do that. No, you sound
you're
like,
not going to do that.
No, you just sound like one of those women haters. You know,
women hater.
Yeah,
you know something. Todd, is your name Todd?
Yeah, that's what I said at the start of the call.
Yeah, and what's the name of your company?
I'm not with the company, Dumbo. I'm with the HOA.
You're with the HOA, and I'm a Dumbo?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just, like, I'm not trying to sell
the
you.
The HOA, are you the management company for the HOA?
Oh, see, there you go again, being all misogynistic, saying, am I the manager?
Are you the management company
see,
of
that's,
the HOA?
See, that's a sexist term right there. We got to do away with that.
It's a sexist term.
Yeah, manager.
Are you the manager?
Oh,
are you
like
the
women,
manager
like women
the
can't
HOA?
Be in charge of
so
things,
you,
right?
You have... Are you a woman?
If you had
a woman?
Oh, it doesn't matter in this day and age. It's all just one big spectrum.
This guy's a fucking maniac.
Hey, I heard that.
You're kidding me, right?
I'm not a fucking maniac. You better take that back. You take that back
well,
right now.
What do
you
do about it? You want to do about it? You want to come over to my house and talk to me about it?
No,
huh?
I don't.
You want to come over here and talk to me about it right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're having.
You're
we're
telling me I'm a Dumbo. I'm a this. I'm
well,
a
no,
that.
We can...
I'm anti-woman. You don't know me.
Well,
you don't know jack shit about
me. Well, I know the type. I know your type.
Yeah, I know your type too. A lunatic.
No,
now,
I'm not...
if you got a problem?
No, I'm
with
just.
Me,
I'm just standing.
You
up...
want to come to
I'm
my
just
house?
I'm just standing up for
if
women. That's
wanna,
all.
If you want to come to my house right now and discuss this. I'd be more than happy to meet you out in the street.
Okay, well, I'm going to come over there with my child, and I'm going to be breastfeeding.
Oh, come over there with your child, and you're going to be breastfeeding.
Yep.
You're a lunatic.
I'm going to be breastfeeding right in front of you.
Okay, fuck you. I cannot believe you're calling me back.
Hey, Stanley, you hung up before I could let you know about the sign they're putting in. They're going to be putting a sign.
You're not going to... Listen.
They're going to be... No, listen, listen.
You're not
going to... They're going to be putting a sign... They're going to be putting a sign in that designates your front yard as a lactation safe space.
Lactation space. You know something, Todd? I think you're a fool.
Hey, that's not nice. Why would you say that? Thanks again, Halfalfa, for supporting my right to breastfeed wherever I damn well please. Thanks, Teen Wolf Jesus, for the breastfeeding idea. And thanks, Horace Goose, by adding on the lactation safe space bit. You two are feminist icons in my book. Thank you, Ronk, for keeping this show functional and being one hell of a friend. And of course, thank you everyone for keeping the show funded. I appreciate it. I hope you all have a large weekend, and I'll be back soon with the 4-year anniversary show. Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee.
You know, girls, it's great to live in a democracy today, where freedom is everywhere. But girls, we often take this freedom for granted. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of action. But you know, girls, just because a bunch of men signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776, doesn't mean that freedom was for men alone. Oh, no, you take Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Hancock. There's a hell of a guy for you right there. All these men had wives. They probably had a few broads on the side, too. These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did. But, gals, I wonder, do we? I think it's time that we women thought about it a bit. Hell, I think it's time we did something about it. So come on, fellow females of the 20th century. Be glad that you're an American. Proclaim your freedom. Stand at attention. Pledge allegiance. And bounce your boobies. Get into the swing. Bounce your boobies. The swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small. As long as you... something to give. But it sure looks like it sometimes. Just look around you. Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars. Big fat stomachs. And just where they should stick out, where is it? Yes, girls, we know what we've got and we know what they're worth. So come on, gals. Let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. All together now. Bounce your boobies. We'll let them rock and roll. Nut your knockers. Keep them hot and sold. Just admit it, gals. It sure feels great to feel them swinging. Ooh, titillate. Bounce your boobies.
Welcome to the Romp Club.